Matt Padgett's ride in there today, and he's got a nice ride in Freddie Foxtrot for Liz Kelly. How are you, Matt?
Good, thanks, Sean. Yourself?
Pretty good, thank you. Freddie Foxtrot, there's been a few people spruiking this morning.
Well, I certainly am. I've sort of combed over the form over the last couple of days, and, you know, I probably think Haunted probably looks one of the hardest to beat, but sort of taking away from that, Care to Think's in the money, but looks to me like, you know, probably prefers a firmer track and needs to get back to its best. And after that, I left it pretty open.
Well, this horse, although he's sort of 9th to 14, that sort of thing, he hasn't been beaten far, but they've been in Group 3s.
Yeah, that's right. And look, this horse has been racing up, probably to try to push him out. I spoke to Les and he was trying to push him out to try and get him to a Stradbroke. And look, if you look at this horse's form, its best form's over 1,200 metres, and then dropping back to 1,200 last start, we saw it only get beat sort of 3.9 or something like that at in a Group 3. So, you know, 1,200 today suits.
And Matt, we're talking the fact that there's going to be pace on in this today. They will go like the clappers, and they usually do in a Ramorny. That's probably going to suit you down to the ground from that alley.
Well, look, I've got YPO drawn outside me, and he looks probably the likely leader. And look, I was looking to, I'll probably just follow him across, to be honest. And this horse has tactical speed, so I'd say it'll probably be, you know, anywhere in the first five there.
Matt, who do you see as your, you mentioned your main dangers, probably Care to Think?
I think probably Haunted, to be honest.
Or Haunted, yeah.
Yeah, I probably thought Haunted was probably the hardest to beat. Look, Care to Think, you know, it's definitely a class horse, but if you go back last prep, sort of never really come up, and you'd really have to take on faith.
Now, John Shelton's horse has always raced well at the Carnival. You're on one in race four, Revere. This horse has been knocking on the door.
Has been knocking on the door, and look, it's joined the one position, one alley there, and you know, from there, it's just going to get a nice run.
You're also on one for John and the Guineas, which has been decimated a little bit with scratchings, but what's his name? And again, this horse just sitting right on him, its last couple.
Yeah, look, and geez, I can't get over what happened to that race. It's just fallen away. I think there's seven or eight runners in it now, might be seven. And look, this is a real sneaky chance, you know. This horse is... Yeah. Going to show speed, and I think the pace, if the track follows on from Sunday, it was a bit of an on-pace sort of track, so, you know, going to be in the right position.
Matt, that Guineas, it almost seemed like there was a bonus on board for whoever could scratch first.
I can't get my head around it. Like, you know, it's usually always a strong race, and, you know, we've had some good horses over the years win it, and... yeah, look, I can't tell you what happened, but look, I'm certainly happy to take away my competition.
You're right. And your last ride in race eight, you're on Just Imagine for Julie Hotter, and only this mare was close up the other day at Grafton.
Look, probably prefers the sting out of the track, which it's going to get, but, you know, that's going to be, you're going to need a lot of luck.
All right, so your pick today, Freddie, probably one of your best?
Yeah, I think Freddie Foxtrot's probably my best. You know, the more I look at the form, the more confident I get. And, you know, I've had great success with Les, and he's a very smart trainer. And he just doesn't bring him down the highway for a day out. Like, he sets him for a race. And, look, he was, like I said, looking over Stradbroke. And after he realised his horse probably best suited to 12, he set the grand final for the Ramorny. So, fingers crossed today, dream come true for me.
Yeah, too right. Good on you, Matt. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate.